Good morning. Chav Zayin Shvat, Tov Shinayin Ches, 12th of February. We got to cover ground today. Shoftim Perek Zayin, Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Zayin, we'll do Pasuk Yud Zayin, and hopefully most of Pasuk Yud Ches as well. Vayomer Aleihem. Okay, so in the middle of the instructions Gidon is giving to his troops, his 300 men, to go and fight the Midianim, the Amalekim, and the Bnei Kenim. Vayomer aleihem, pasuk yud zayin, vayomer aleihem, mimeni tiru v'chein ta'asu. From me you will see, and so you shall do. V'hine anochi ba b'ksei ha'machane. Behold, we will come to the edge of the camp. V'haya ka'asher e'ese kein ta'asun. And will be that which I do, so you should do. Questions? Pasuk Yud Ches. Repetition. Kvelus Haloshen. Very good. He first, at the beginning of the Pasuk says, when you, what you see me do, you should do. And then at the end of the Pasuk says again, Vayikasher Eser Kein Ta'asun. So what's the Kvelut? Why doubling and saying the same thing twice? Good. That's the main question on the pasuk. Anything else? Any difference between the way he said it the first time and the way he said it the second time?
Past tense.
Okay, so first of all, what's the ta'asun? What's the nun at the end? Right, the first time it says ta'asun, and then it says ta'asun. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure it changes the tense.
What's the grammatical difference? We got an Israeli, you can tell us. What's the difference between ta'asun?
Any difference between ta'asu and ta'asun with the nun at the end? I don't think it changes the tense.
Maybe ta'asu is for women?
The higher it should be.
Women,
yeah.
Like
I
have
done.
I
talked
to him this week. I gave him a week.
As I will do.
Kain ta'asu. I don't think there's a difference between ta'asu and ta'asun as far as tense goes. I don't believe so. I have to get someone who's better than me at TikTok, but I don't know.
Maybe it's for female.
I think a lot of times it is for female, but I don't know if it means that over here. I don't know if it means that here, but yeah, you're right. I think
that,
what you see me do, that's what you should have done. Meaning they should do it before him. They should do it before he does it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not sure. I hear. I'm not sure. Mefarshim don't point that out. At least the ones I've seen. The other difference is the first time he says, "V'yomer leihem mimenu tiru v'chein ta'asu." You will see, and so you will do. And the second time it just says, "V'hayu kasher e'eseh kein ta'asun." It doesn't say tiru. It doesn't say tiru. Kasher tiru. It doesn't say the second time. First time it says tiru v'chein ta'asu, and here, and the second time it says eseh ta'asun. Okay, that's another difference. Okay, so the Divrei Tova says beautiful over here. He brings the Kli Yakar, and the Kli Yakar says why the Kvelus HaLashon is because there are two groups now. There's the literally three groups, but now we're splitting it into two separate groups. There's the 100 that are with Gidon, There's 100 men that are with Gideon, and then there's the other 200, the other two groups of 100. So the first he's addressing, when it says, Mimenu tiru v'chein ta'asu, that's the group that's with him. That is the other 200 men. The other 200 men, okay?
The Targum says in both times, Ta'abdun.
Ta'abdun.
With the Nun.
Okay, we'll get to the Nun. We'll get to what he says about the Nun. Okay, so that's the parash of the Kli Yakar. And he builds on that. The Divrei Torah builds on that. And he says that there's a chilek gadol ben Gideon v'hamei ish asher ito lebein shar hamachla. He says there's a big difference between the group that remains with Gideon, the 100 that are with Gideon, and the other 200. Shekain, and he says, we'll see later. Shekain in Pasuk Yud Tes, it says, v'yavol Gideon u'meya ish asher ito b'kseh hamachla. Gideon and the 100 men that were with him actually went into the camp. They didn't go into the camp, they just remained outside the camp. Okay, so that's one difference between the 100 that are with Gideon and the other 200. Another difference, he says, Shebetikia Rishona Tiku Rak is a chiddush, but he says that the first Tikia, Tiku Rak Gidon Vamea Ish Asher Ito. Only Gidon and the 100 that were with him did the first Tikia. Vahua Mavor Lakamon Pasik Yotas, Abu Batkia Shnia Vashlishis, the second and third Tikia. So all 300 soldiers blew the second and third. Okay, and now he says, and now the pasuk works, flows beautifully. V'alkein l'meya ish asher ito amar mimenu tiru v'chein ta'asu. V'inei anochi ba b'kseh ha'machana. That's all to the 100 that are with him. Hodil hem b'zesh anidarsh michem gvura gedola. You have to be more giborim. The group that's with me, you have to be more giborim. Shehu shehinei ani ba l'toch k'seh ha'machana, because we're going actually into the camp. V'atem mimenu tiru v'chein tasu, shegam atem tzrichin l'ichanes b'k'seh ha'machana. You need to come in with me. V'chein amr l'mei isha sher ito mimenu tiru v'chein tasu, shekashem shetiru shani lokech as ha'shofer l'tkoa bo b'tkir rishona. You should see me, because they're the only ones also who could see him. Only the group, the men that are with him, can see him. So tiru, you see me, and you do exactly as I do. He doesn't say to this, to the other groups that aren't with him, mimenu tiru, v'chein ta'asu, sharei em lo ra'u, they don't see him. Sharei kasavti b'tchila, pasuk ha'kodem, shelokach Gideon chatzo es ha'am l'shlosha machanos, kidei shiyam mitzar echot shel machane midyon, v'hem yu mishar tzadim, v'im ken kenir lo ra'u, rak shamu es ma'isav. Obviously they're split in different, they're going in different ruchos, they're on different sides, right? North, south. Which did we say they left open? I don't know which side they left open, but they left one of the sides open, and they're circling the other sides. And he also says, what's the Nun? What's the Nun? So this is what we were bothered with. So he says, the Medaktikim say that the Nun, this type of end Nun, Ta'asun, comes to Lahakdin Esoinyin. We've had this before, that it's Lahakdin Esoinyin. It's to
minimize.
So what's being minimized? So it's beautiful with his shot, right? That you're minimizing the gevura that the other 200 men need to have, right? The 100 that are with him, they need to go actually into the camp. They need to blow shofar with him, do everything simultaneously with Gideon. As opposed to the other 200, they're only saviv, they're only standing around, they're not involved in the first tekiah. So that's the nun. This nun is coming, l'mayit es ha'inyan. How did you say it in English?
Minimize,
thank you, good word, right? To minimize, okay? So that is, according to Divrei Torah, beautiful shot in the Pasuk. The only other one who discussed this the Kvelus HaLashon, why the double Lashon is the Kehilas Yaakov, okay? And he says, V'efshe lefaresh, deba'asiyah harishona, ratzalom elohem, afshani yodeya, she'ein lochem koach v'yad, v'heichel ha'melech malchus shel olam. You guys are not such great tzaddikim. V'afim tasu advarim einchem yodim ad heichon higiyah ma'isahu ma'tikon oselamala. And you don't know. Remember, Kehilas Yaakov is the Mekubal, okay? So you don't know what tikkunim you're doing, what amazing things you're doing in Shemayim when you do these actions that I'm telling you to do. Achein maspik b'zeh shetasu advarim l'dayti v'kavanasi. You should do it and have in mind that whatever my kavana is, that's what you should have in mind. And then we're all one. Right, so he's saying, the first time he says, do see what I do. Right, you should see what I do and do what I do. That means have in mind that whatever kavana I'm having, you should have as well. And the second time is the actions, the actual actions that I do. That's one pshat.
How would they know his kavana?
How would he? They don't. They don't know his kavana. They don't. But just have in mind that whatever my kavana is, that's what your kavana is as well. Even though you don't know what it is, he's going to say that again also in the next pasuk. The same idea. And he also says another pshat is one is the action. One is the action, and two is the actual way that I'm doing it, meaning that it should be with tremendous zrizus. It should be with zrizus. You shouldn't do it in a lazy way. But so one is the maisa, and one is the ofen, the way I'm doing it. The way I'm doing it is with zrizus. Okay, so that's what he says, the Kvelus HaLashon. But the Divrei Tova, I think his chat is much more in the words, works beautifully. Okay, let's move on. Pasuk Yud Ches. Yes. Ah, b'chein tasu. B'chein tasu. Ah, he does. Psh. B'chein tasu. Excellent. 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 Very good. Shkayach. Beautiful, Philip. Nice. Okay, pasuk yuches. V'takati bashofer anochi v'chol asher iti. And I will blow on the shofar, me, and all that are with me. Uskatem b'shofaros, gamatem, and you should blow the shofaros, also you, sevivos kol hamachane, around all of the camp, v'amartem, and you should say, lashem ulagidon. You should say, Mepharshim say, you should scream out. He's telling the soldiers to scream out, lashem v'lagidon, to Hashem and to Gidon. Questions on Pasuk Yud Ches.
That sounds very arrogant.
Okay. Okay. It's actually a worse than arrogant. It's worse than arrogant. Well, the Mefarshim ask over here, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Kol HaMishatef Shemi v'davar acher, anyone who joins together Hashem and something else, nekar min ha'olam, should be uprooted from the world. So, Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Aleph. So, here it sounds like a shituf in a way, yeah? V'amartem l'Hashem v'lagidon, and you should say to Hashem and to Gidon. Okay, so that's the big kasha on the pasuk. I don't know if we're going to get so into that today, but let's see what are the other kashas. What else? What other kashas do we have here? Ah, okay. So it says excellent. V'takati, and the first time it says v'takati b'shofar, and then it says v'takatem b'shofaros. Okay, first b'shofar and then b'shofaros. Okay, good. That's a good kasha. What else? Okay. Good kasha. What's the kol hamachne? It was the only attack from three sides. We already learned. Second of all, what's the kol? Why put in the kol? Sivivos hamachane. What's kol hamachane? What's kol hamachane? Okay, good, good. Anything else? Ano v'chol asher iti. Okay, so what's the stress with v'chol asher iti? Good. Another kasha. What else? Gam atem. Good, Philip. Right. Uskatem b'shofaros gam atem. So what's the stress? Gam atem. He's right saying v'tokati b'shofaros. You should blow on the shofar. Obviously, gam atem. So why stressing gam atem? Okay. So first of all, Rashi. Let's see Rashi first. Before we address all these questions, Rashi says Anochi v'chol asher iti echad min harashim. So Rashi's pointing. I remember there was three Rashim. Now there was three different groups of Meya. Umeya ish haya imo. So Anochi v'chol asher iti. So Rashi's telling you that he's addressing now the 100 that are with him. V'takati b'shofar Anochi v'chol asher iti. Okay, so that answers one of Philip's questions. What's asher iti? Dafka. It sounds like dafka. The Asher Iti. So what does that mean? That only they're blowing the shofar? Only the ones that are with him, but not the other 200 aren't blowing the shofar?
Well, they're together to blow the shofar.
Pashtus, right. So what's happening over here? What's happening over here? Okay. That is Rashi. Rashi also, he just brings from the Targum to explain this Lashem v'la Gidon. Charva de mikatla min kadam Hashem. The sword that is killing is coming from Hashem. V'natzchina al yidei Gidon. And the victory is through Gidon. The victory is through Gidon. Okay, he's just quoting the words of the Targum. That's the words of the Targum. Okay, again, we're going to have to get more into this Lashem v'la Gidon. Interesting here also, we're not going to go back through it all now, but starting from Pasuk Tazayin, okay, Gidon starts giving instructions. Gidon starts giving instructions as to what to do, how to fight this war, and we pointed out then on Pasuk Tazayin that Barbanel and the Malbim both say that Gidon is doing tachbulot. What do we say that? Different strategies, right? Different strategies. There's a machlokas, a discrepancy a little bit exactly how many different strategies Gidon is employing over here. That Barbanel says altogether there are six, and the Malbim says altogether there are eight. Altogether there are eight. So one of the differences is here. In this Pasuk, in Pasuk Yud Ches, the Abarbanel, I'll read you first. The Abarbanel says, the sixth thing, Hashishi, the sixth thing is, Shetzivu lehem sheyomru kulam Lashem ulegidon. He instructed that all of them should say, Lashem ulegidon. Ratzalomar, Shehaya sham davar nisi, Shelokim hu ba'azram. That what do they mean by them saying Lashem la Gidon? That there's something supernatural happening over here, that Hashem is helping them. V'davar anushi, and there's also something natural. V'hu cherev Gidon hanoed etzlam. V'inei lo hishva shemo im shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think he's equating his name with the name of Hashem. Ela ba'avor ha'chalom sheshama k'dei shekasher yishmu shem Gidon lo yishar ba'em ruach. Since Gidon knows that this word of the dream spread throughout the camp of the Midianim, word of this dream and the dream involved Gidon. So in order to scare them, they're screaming Lashem v'la Gidon. In order to, not that he's chas v'shalom comparing himself to Hashem, but in order to scare the Midianim. Again, this is one of the scare tactics. This is all the different scare tactics that they were split up. The shofar the jug blew up, right? All these different things they were doing to scare them, to make them think that there's a massive army over here, v'chulu. So this is the last one. This is the sixth one that they should scream out, Lashem ula Gidon. That's going to awaken the dream, and they're going to be scared, okay?
The Malbim says also,
Well, I get the Malbim. Yeah, let's get the Malbim now. The Malbim is saying there are two things happening in this, two tachbulot happening in this pasuk. Okay, so number seven in his count. Again, this was number six in the Abarbanel's count. In the Malbim's count, you have number seven, which is Shiratkiyos Sevivos Kol HaMachaneh. Right? So another thing, not only that they're blowing shofar, but it's Sevivos Kol HaMachaneh. Why? Shebeze yechashu sheyesh gidudim rabim ki b'chol gidud echad tokea. Which you mentioned that before already, but now you're surrounding the entire camp, so they're going to think there are many troops here. V'chein yechashu sheyem misovivim soviv echad shakol holech misoviv. And also that they're going to think that they're totally surrounding them. That's why Sevivos Kol HaMachaneh. Number seven. Number eight. Sheyitzaku cherev l'Hashem l'Gidon. That they should scream out the sword of Hashem and Gidon Ratzalomo yesh po inyan nisi hamayuchas l'Hashem v'inyan tivi hamayuchas l'Gidon. Also similar to the Abarbanel. Right? That there's something supernatural happening that's from Hashem and something natural from Gidon. Spirit really is enjoying the shir. I see. Okay. Fine. That is so, the Mefarshim over here. Yeah.
The problem is the Mashma that it's one, is it Tachbula or is it just an awareness?
It's a Tachbula because he says number eight of the Tachbulos. And he introduces that there are eight different things. He starts off Sefer HaTachbulos of Shemona Devarim. The different tachbulos are eight things. Yeah, he doesn't explain like that Barbanel does that this is going to scare them, but Pashtus he means that too. That it'll scare them to hear the name Gidon. He doesn't spell it out, but I would imagine the Malbim means the same thing. Malbim goes with the Abarbanel often, I've noticed. Very often the Malbim is quoting and says the same pshat as the Abarbanel. Sometimes he argues that the Abarbanel has six tachbulos, he has eight, but he works with very much the Abarbanel, the Malbim. Okay, fine. The Divrei Tova is bothered, which we asked. The Pasuk should simply say, V'takati anochi v'chol asher iti b'shofaros. That's how the Pasuk should read. Right? Why is it v'tokati b'shofar, anochi v'chol asher iti, utzkatem b'shofaros gamatem? Right? Very superfluous lashon going on over here. So he explains going from on to the last pasuk that there are two. Remember, there's two separate groups. He's saying now you have the group that's with Gidon, and you have the other groups of 100. The other two groups of 100. So he's saying like this. That the group that's with him, miyad kisharal shegidon mechin es hashofar l'tkabo. As soon as they see Gidon's picking up the shofar, tafsu gamem es hashofar baofin shetiku kol hameya ish sheim Gidon biyachad mamish kikol shofar echad. That the meya that are with him, they're gonna blow. Thank you. That was the word I was looking for. It's going to be incredibly synchronized. That passes. That will be a nice too. I mean, can you do that? That so synchronized, 100 people, that it's going to sound ke'ilu it's one shofar. Ke'ilu it's one shofar. And that's why the first time it says v'tekati bashofar anochi v'chol asher iti. It doesn't say shofaros, bashofar, because it's all going to be like one shofar. Aval atem shnei akavutos hashnios, but the other two groups lo tiru kol kach osanu. You can't synchronize it, right? Because they don't even see. You have that if you have in a big room with different tables. So you find very often that the singing is not at all synchronized, right? You have one table going a little faster, another table going a little slower. Yeah, that's why in an orchestra, exactly, you need a conductor. Otherwise, it doesn't stay synchronized. V'lo tuch l'daye kemonu. So the other groups weren't able to do it. Let's call k'kol shofar echad. Alkein l'achar shetishmu sh'ani niska b'shofaros. Titztarfu lanu l'tkoa v'oz v'tokatem b'shofaros. After you hear that first blast, which is synchronized, all 100 together, then you start blowing. So as he said in the last pasuk, the first shofar blast, only Gidon and 100 that are with him are doing it, not the other 200. Shekein atikia Hashnia tidme lekol shofaros rabim v'chein evesi b'sof. Fine. So first it's going to sound like one, and then it's going to sound like many. Again, I guess that he doesn't say that, but I guess that's also a scare tactic. You know, you start off with one loud, tremendously loud blast, and then all of a sudden you hear 300 blasts. V'hosiv gedon lom v'takatem b'shofar gam atem sevivos kol hamachane. Why is he saying that? He's telling the other group, so again, you have two groups, that's the group that are with him. The other 200, he's telling them, Sevivos, you don't have to actually go into the camp. You could remain outside the camp. Yeah. Okay, fine. Then the other kasha is, what's the gam atem? Okay, why the stress on gam atem? V'ulai balomer lohem sheyiska'u kimohu ba'arichus gedola. Stressing gam atem, do it exactly the way I'm doing it, that it shouldn't be just biyaitse with the shofar, but you should have a long, strong blast. V'lo yitnu lo klal kavod shu yisayim es tkiya. If it's short, it's not kavod. Shekol shofaro yeh ha'aruch biyoser. Ela v'sot v'takatem gam atem tisku kumoni b'kol ha'koach sheyesh lahem. You should blow with all your koach. Ki ha'tkiya hi, why? Ki ha'tkiya hi l'chvod Hashem yizbarach. This tekiyah is bringing kvod to Hashem. That's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, is we're crowning the king. That he is, again, we're, so to speak, inaugurating Hashem as the king. Remember, this is many years of Klai Yisrael worshiping Avodah Zarah, and now we're coming out, we're doing tshuva, and this is Ke'ilu, what's going on Rosh Hashanah, which we had other comparisons to Rosh Hashanah. We said the 300 is because there's 300 shofar blasts. If you include the 2 days Rosh Hashanah and the days of Elul, so all together you have 300. So also over here, we have 300. Okay, then the kasha that Philip also asked, what's Kol HaMachana? Right? Why can't you just say Sevivos HaMachana? So he says, and Philip asked even more, didn't we say that they don't go around the whole camp? They only surround the three sides. So why Kol HaMachana? V'ulai balomer she'agam she'gasavti b'tchila pasuk kezayin she'nistavu la'akev z'machana mejin rak mishalosh studen, even though we said back in Tezayin they only surrounded three sides, v'tzad revi'u yishar patuach, and the four sides remains open, kol zeh kisheh taskil ha'milchama. That's only at the start of the war that you have to give them the ability to run away. Avo b'shas tchilas ha'tikios, once the tekiyah started already, kishirak nigrim bahala b'machane midyon oz yisku sevivos kol ha'machane gam miruach revius. That's why Dafka says kol, because they went also to the fourth side. V'lachar tekiyah satiki yistalku miruach revius v'yamdu rak sevo l'mach. I'm sorry. No, he didn't say that, what I said. He says, no, when they started it, they surrounded all four. Then they moved away and they still gave them the escape route. I'm sorry, he doesn't say what I said. He says that's why in Pasuk Chaf Aleph it just says Saviv Lamachane and doesn't say Kol Lamachane. Kimiyach Kishegamru as Tekiyas Arishona Namdu Rak Misaviv Lamachane. After the first Tekiyah, they moved away and they gave them that escape route. Fine. Okay. So I guess we are going to get into this a little bit. Lashem Ula Gidon. Lashem Ula Gidon. What's that about? Okay, so first of all, I should point this out. We said from Rashi quotes the Targum. Charva de mekatla min kadam Hashem ve nitzchina al yidei Gidon. So the sword comes from Hashem. The sword comes out from Hashem, and the nitzachon is to Gidon. So There's an ikar chasim in a sefer over here, according to this. Right? What it really means to say is the sword of Hashem and Gidon. So why is sword left out? Why doesn't it say sword in the pasuk? So he brings from the Medrash HaGadol, Sefer Medrash HaGadol, that there are 33 different midos in Agada, 33 different things. V'amida hatshiyas, and the ninth thing that you have is midarach kitzara, that psukim, sometimes psukim will shorten things. V'amu shama lapasik kan, and that Sefer points out, actually, our pasuk, v'amartim l'shem v'lagidon, ha'yitzarach l'omer cherev l'shem v'lagidon. Really, the pasuk should read cherev l'shem v'lagidon. Ela shedibra kasev l'shem kitzara, v'haynu sheyos v'nada es bir hadavar mipsukim habayim, al ken kitzar ba pasuk kan, sherei lo nata b'davar, since we can figure out what it means. So it shortens it and leaves out the word cherev. You don't want to have ever an extra word, obviously, and you write it in the shortest way possible. So that is one of the rules. Okay. He also brings here a Ramban, which we've mentioned before, this Ramban. And the Ramban says a yesod. Ramban says that whenever a Navi has a nevuah, so if he wants that nevuah to have a kiyum, how do you say that in English, Yitzchak?
Sustaining.
To be established, to make sure that nevuah is actually going to be fulfilled in this world. So he should do some type of action in order to ki'ilu bring the nevuah down into this world. And
shoot an arrow.
Right. So we had it by the shooting of the arrow back in Yeshua. We had it a few times. Once when he lifted his spear. And he says the examples that the Ramban gives over there by Yirmiyahu, Shetziva Livroich Vaya Kalos Chalikras Dirya Sefer Azeh, Tikshur Olav Evan Vishlachto El Toch Pras. He should read and then tie a stone around it and throw it into Pras. And just like this document is sinking into the pras, so too, kacha tishka bavel. Bavel is going to sink, bavel will be destroyed, also by Elisha, and he says that's what's happening here as well. V'amar l'Hashem l'ginom zehera al min shlita v'kivosh b'machane midyan. Shareim omdim misavivos ha-machane b'gvura. They're standing around the camp. V'token b'shofer k'gibur ha-kora al nitzchono. U'ke'ilu mamlichim es gidom b'kol shofer al-machane midyan. And it's as if they're like crowning Gidon with the shofar onto Machane Midyan. V'kivun sh'asu mitzvasa zu nasan Hashem b'yadam es Machane Midyan. So once they do this act of shofar, they scream out, Hashem la Gidon, and they blow the shofar, it's k'ilu, they're like crowning Gidon, and that has the nevuah establish itself in the world, and then they easily wipe out the camp.
According to the early pshad, it's a tachbula to implode Gidon's name. That's going to scare the enemy? Gidon's name is going to scare the enemy?
That's what he said, because they heard the dream. They all heard the dream.
And Gidon is mentioned in the dream?
And now it says Lashem. We pointed that out. Right. Very good. Right. Now it's Midas HaRachamim. Now it's Midas
HaRachamim. We should be saying that it's him, as in the dream.
Give them Midas HaDin, you mean?
Yeah.
But it's saying Lash.
But in dream,
we set up shot on this, Lokim Lashem. I'll have to look back what we said. I don't remember exactly. But something to do with the fact, I think, that we turned it around from Midas HaDin. We were able to turn it from Midas HaDin to Midas HaRachamim. And now it's now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them in Midas HaRachamim. It's going on the way that he's with the Bnei Yisrael. You're saying going on the Mijanim Lelokim. But it's going on the Bnei
Yisrael.
Saying he wants to scare them.
He wants to scare them.
Okay. And scare them by the fact that Hashem is with
the Bnei Yisrael. That's a way to scare them. Okay. Another thing he points out here. Yeah, from the Kli Yakar, right? So what's the Lashem Ula Gidon? So everyone's saying their pshat here in the Lashem Ula Gidon. Not everyone gets into this, the Shituf problem. But we'll see one person in a minute, and then we'll get more into it tomorrow. But the Kli Yakar just says, Lashem, Lizamar Lashem, Sheyomru Lashem Anu Mikavim. Right? We have hope in Hashem. V'legidon Anu Nechshavim Shezechuso V'yehudo Yazru. So we're hoping for the salvation of Hashem, and the schus of Gidon is going to bring that salvation. So Hashem is the savior. The Gidon is it's his schus, and that's the Kli Yakar. And the Lev Aaron says, "Shetzivos from Gidon shebechol mashiyasu lo yichshu v'yichavnu b'daitim shema osim b'zeh shum davar." They shouldn't think they're doing anything. Shemaseim he matzlichim ela sheyamru b'peh Hashem yamcham. Again, the whole thing here is why was this army shrunk? So they shouldn't think Kochav Yotzim Yadi. So here, that's coming to fruition. They should be screaming out. They shouldn't think it's them at all. Ela sheyomru b'peh Lashem hi hamilchama v'hu hanitzachon. V'chasto ze legidonu. And why are they deserving of this chesed? Because of Gidon. The anu ain anu osim bazeh elanim shachim acher akel yisbarach v'acherei Gidon. We really didn't do anything over here. We're just going after Hashem, that Hashem is saving us, and Gidon, because it's in his chus that this is all happening. That's Lev Aaron. He goes on the Lev Aaron that ain hakavana l'shatef shnehem bepeula achas. He's not combining chas v'shalom Gidon and Hashem. Ela l'Hashem hapeula. Ulegidon Kabbalas Hapula. Hashem is doing the work. Hashem has the chair, which is the targum that Rashi brings. It works beautifully, right? Charva the mekatla min kadam Hashem. Right, the sword that's coming from Hashem. The nitzchena yidei Gidon, and then the victory goes to Gidon. So Hashem is the one fighting the war, and the nitzachon is going to Gidon. How much time do we have here? The Kilas Yaakov. Again, the Mekubal. So he says, the way he reads the pasuk here, but hakati b'shofar anochi v'chol asher iti. Klomer, pirish lehem kavanas hashofar. He tried to give him a kabbalah shir, Gidon, over here, trying to explain to them the kavana of the shofar shula ores hashofar elyon, that the shofar elyon is being awakened, the chulu, a whole thing. They didn't chap the shir exactly, right? V'takatem gamatem, klomer gamatem, af she'enchem yodim kavanas hashofar. Even though you don't know the kavana of the shofar, lo tomer harei zeh kikof bifnei adam. Don't think you're like a monkey. Just blowing, below no klal, and it doesn't help at all, right? It's not monkey business. Elakein atem asu ashelachem v'stam shliach osa shlichuso, and a shliach does a shlichus ulasi techavnu ledati. Okay, and then he says that's the pshat. V'amartim Lashem v'legidon. He said everyone asks what's going on here. This is like meshatif Lashem v'gidon chas v'shalom. The kavana ha'isalomer lohem atem tiku b'shofar. You blow the shofar. The kavnu anu osim l'shem Hashem. We're doing this l'shem Hashem ulekavanas gidon. And with in mind the kavanos the Gidon is having. Even though you don't know all the tikkunim that are spoken about in the Kabbalah Svarim that are happening when you blow the shofar, but Rachman Aliba Boy, if you have the right intent, so it's Ki'ilu you're doing that. He says the Bali Musa, I don't know what he means by that, but more the Mekubalim. Even though you don't know all the Kabbalistic Kavanas, sheyichavim bedaito, you should have in mind, ani mechavim derech klal, lekavonos Reb Shimon ba Yochai, ve-Reb Elazar Berei, ve-Yosem ben Uziyah, right? I have in mind when I'm davening all the intent, all the kavonos that were put into this tefillah by Reb Shimon ba Yochai and his son and others, val yidei zeh tachshav lo ke'ilu kivein betachlis ha-mechavim, and it's ke'ilu I had these kavonos. That's what's happening, and that's what Martin Lashem Ula Gidon. The Shem Hashem Ula Kavanas Gidon Hayudeya Lechavein. Who knows? Gidon knows how to have the right kavanas, but we don't.
Okay. You relate to this. You see, you know, there's an expression.